Hi, this is Paul Burton at the Hamilton Spectator with my column for June 24th, 2016. John Milton said, quote, "Give me the liberty to know, to utter, and to argue freely according to conscience above all liberties," end quote. Indeed, there are few things more important than freedom of expression, something most of us take for granted and increasingly many abuse. We should be able to say what we want without worrying about retaliation or censorship from authorities. Humans have been persecuted for saying the wrong thing for, well, probably as long as we've had the power of speech and language. The philosopher Socrates was executed for it in Greece in 399 BC. The scientist Galileo was sentenced to a lifetime of house arrest in Italy 2 millennia later. And the writer Salman Rushdie had a fatwa issued against him by Iran in 1989. The authorities really started to panic after the invention of the printing press in 1440. Until then, they simply had to jail, torture, or execute the freethinkers. After the printing press, they had to hunt down all the books, the flyers, the newspapers, and burn it all, a task nobody yet has accomplished. After all, it has always been a losing proposition. If you cannot, and should not, control the flow of information. The development of the internet has made the challenges of the printing press look like child's play to the censors. That hasn't stopped a majority of governments from across the globe from trying, to this very day, to achieve just that by telling news organizations what they can and cannot print, and some still block the internet. Press freedom is the exception, not the rule, across Asia, the Middle East, Africa, and Latin America. And there are certain powerful organizations here in Canada and in Hamilton that think they should decide who gets to say what and when and how. This newspaper, of course, believes that more information is always better, but we do engage in self-censorship. We do not report everything we know or even think for a variety of reasons, including legal, ethical, cultural, moral, etc. Sometimes we suppress information simply out of a sense of decency, though you may often find that hard to believe. Sometimes we regret printing information. More often, we regret not printing it. It is, of course, the same for individuals. We do not always say what we think because it might be unnecessary, ignorant, hurtful, ill-considered, or just plain wrong. As Eleanor Roosevelt and others said, with freedom comes responsibility. You might call it political correctness or just polite common sense. But the fact that nonsensical ranting is somehow tolerated or even celebrated is something we should all be grateful for. The problem arises when so-called leaders, whether they are in the media or politics or business, are encouraged by this behavior, and sexist, racist, or misogynist remarks somehow become acceptable and, worse, contagious, and then finally, dangerously, epidemic. The cruel irony? It is these very leaders and their followers who can be counted on in future to crack down on those same rights of free speech that have allowed them to prosper in the past and in the present. For thespec.com, this is Paul Burton.